Hello, my friends. This is Dr. Sean Golden, and welcome to Golden Health Method Podcast. This is a podcast about helping you reach your health and nutrition goals in every aspect. It's about continuously learning so that we can stay healthy, feel great every day, and continue to enjoy life at a high level. You know, Golden Health Method is really about understanding the ideas, tools, and strategies that will keep you feeling more vibrant and optimally able to handle what life throws at you. But I'm also going to challenge you because there are far too many fad diets out there and misinformation that really just keep people stuck and contribute to their issues. So thank you for joining us today, and I'm super pumped for today's episode. Now, this podcast episode was taken from a video, so it's possible that I could be pointing at something or motioning towards something that you might not be able to see, but you'll get the gist of it. And if you want to see the full video, just head over to goldenhealthmethod.com. Hey, welcome back to Golden Health Method. My name is Dr. Sean Golden, and in this video, we're going to be discussing why saturated fat probably isn't the best fat to focus on when it comes to body composition. Now, to start off this video, I'm going to say right off the bat, this is not going to be talking about any health effects of saturated fat. We're going to be purely talking about body composition, which involves the changes in lean mass or fat mass that comes from the diet. And so I'm not getting into the debate with saturated fat and cardiovascular disease and all of that stuff. I'll cover that, but in separate videos. In this video, we're going to be talking about how saturated fat affects your body composition, because there's a lot of myths going on out there, mainly because they take a few studies that use correlational data that showed the higher saturated fat intakes correlated with higher levels of testosterone. And they're using that to try to tell people that that's why saturated fat is actually going to be good for your body composition. The unfortunate part is that the studies that actually measured body composition changes from eating excess saturated fat have always gotten negative results. They've gotten bad results. If they've showed that saturated fat leads to more increase in fat mass and less of an increase in lean mass. So first, before we get into that research, let's just talk about kind of the chemical structure of these fatty acids and how it makes sense that they would get these results in the first place. Now, I know the chemical structure doesn't sound too fun, but bear with me. It's going to be super important for you to actually understand the differences between these fats, and it'll help you choose better options when you're at the grocery store and things like that. So I'll go over it really quick. There's three main types of fatty acids. And so there's saturated fats, monounsaturated fats, and polyunsaturated fats. And the only difference between those is how many double bonds the fatty acids have. So saturated fats have none. Monounsaturated fats have one. Mono means one. And then polyunsaturated fats have two or more, so more than one. And when you want to talk about examples of these fats, the saturated fats I'm going to be talking about in this video are specifically long-chain saturated fats. So these are going to be the fats that are found in animal fats, like beef fat or lard or butter, those type of things. I'm not going to be talking about coconut oil because coconut oil is a medium chain. Half of it is a medium chain fatty acid. It's a shorter type of saturated fat. And so it has different properties from the rest of the saturated fat. So I'm going to be excluding coconut oil from this video. So all of the other saturated fats, mainly animal fats, and palm oil is the biggest type of saturated fat that you'll find in refined or packaged or processed foods. Those have no double bonds. Then we have the monounsaturated fats, and these are going to be your olive oils and your avocado oils. Those are going to be by far the top two. So those are monounsaturated fats. They have one double bond. And then the polyunsaturated fats are going to be everything else. So they're going to be your sunflower oil, safflower, soybean, corn oil, flaxseed oil, hemp oil, pumpkin seed oil. You know, all of the different types of vegetable and seed oils are going to be polyunsaturated for the most part. Most nuts like almonds also fall more in the monounsaturated fat category, just so you know. All right, so why would saturated fats not be good for your body composition then? Well, the double bonds are super important when it comes to how they interact with your body. In fact, the more double bonds that the fatty acid has, the easier it is to oxidize for energy. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to be trying to convince you to guzzle down sunflower oil or soybean oil. In fact, I don't recommend the use of those oils at all because they're a very refined oil that has negative effects on your health. So when I talk about later on in this video, you know, safe options of polyunsaturated fats, I'll give you some ways you can actually incorporate, you know, healthy versions of these polyunsaturated fats into your diet. But the more double bonds that a fatty acid has, the easier it is to oxidize for energy. So what that means is saturated fat with no double bonds, it's really hard for it to oxidize for energy because oxygen uses those double bonds to actually break apart the fatty acid. So because saturated fat doesn't have any, it's hard for oxygen to get in there and actually break it apart. It's hard for it to be oxidized. And so the harder it is for it to be oxidized, the easier it is for it to be stored. And so that's why the more, if you have excess saturated fat in your diet, a lot of that's going to end up being stored compared to other fatty acids in your diet. Now, this isn't just me saying this based on theory. This is what not only all of the animal data has showed, but also the randomized controlled trials that we have for humans. They've also showed that the saturated fats get stored way easier than polyunsaturated. The polyunsaturated gets stored the least. And then mono is going to be kind of in the middle. So let's go over one or two of those studies real quick. So what they did in this study, it was back in 2014, and they took otherwise healthy people, they really weren't doing any exercising, and they had them overeat. They had them overeat by about 750 calories per day. And so they're going to put on a little bit of weight, and that means they're going to put on a little bit of fat. Now, the only difference between these two groups, they controlled their diet, they controlled their activity level, they actually wore accelerometers on them so that they could know what their activity level was. So it was a very well-controlled study. And what the only difference between them was that in the saturated fat group, they made muffins, and the type of fat that they used in the muffins was palm oil. So again, this is a very common type of saturated fat, and it's actually more saturated than most animal fats. And because it's so widespread in so many different products, it's a good fat to test. And so they had muffins made out of palm oil, or equal calorie, equal fat muffins made from polyunsaturated fat. And in this case, they used sunflower oil. And then as the weeks went on, at the end of the study, they measured how much fat and how much lean tissue the participants gained. And what happened was in the saturated fat group, the palm oil group, about 75% of the fat of the weight gained was fat, and only 25% of the weight gained was lean tissue. In the polyunsaturated fat group, only 50% of the weight gained was fat, and the other 50% was lean tissue. And this agrees with another study done by the same group that showed that with a very similar protocol, same muffins, same fats, that the saturated fat group got twice as much visceral fat at the end of it. They gained twice as much visceral fat. Visceral fat's the bad stomach fat that you don't want to gain because it's very correlated with insulin resistance and liver issues compared to the PUFA group, the polyunsaturated fat group. Whereas a polyunsaturated fat group in that study had three times the amount of lean tissue gain compared to the saturated fat group. Now, lean tissue in these studies, it incorporates the whole body, so it's not going to be all muscle. It could be organs, things like that too. But the point is that consistently throughout animal studies, I mean, we have tons of animal studies at this point, we have a few good, well-done human studies that have all showed that the polyunsaturated fats, they cause less fat mass buildup with equal weight gain compared to the saturated fats. And again, it makes sense when you think of physiology and how hard it is to actually oxidize those long-chain saturated fats. So then, if you try to reduce your saturated fat intake, but you want to incorporate some of these polyunsaturated fats, how do you do that? Well, there's some really good options, and then there's some good options, but not, you know, not great. So let me just go over a few options that you have. First off, I don't recommend consuming soybean oil, sunflower oil, corn oil, any of those type of refined vegetable oils. Just because consistently, you know, even if it does happen to be good for body composition in the short term, they have very negative health consequences in the long term. They're omega-6, and so they oppose omega-3, and so they're going to be very pro-inflammatory, that type of thing. But there are some other good options you can choose instead. You can choose things like walnuts that are very polyunsaturated, but they're filled with omega-3s. Same thing with ground flax seeds or ground chia seeds. Those are very, very high in omega-3s, and they're polyunsaturated. So those are going to be some of the best options you could choose. After that, you can choose hemp seeds. Hemp seeds are not only high in omega-3s, but they're high in actually a kind of anti-inflammatory form of omega-6 called GLA, or gamma-linolenic acid. And so the cream of the crop in terms of polyunsaturated for you are going to be ground flax seeds, ground chia seeds, hemp seeds, walnuts. Those are kind of the top. Of course, you could choose like flaxseed oil as well. And it's just not going to have, it does have the same benefits when it comes to the oil. Consistently in the research, the ground flax seeds have even a better benefit for your body composition just because of the added fiber and polyphenols that come with the ground seeds. But again, if you wanted to just get an added source of omega-3s, an added source of good fats, flaxseed oil, as long as it's stored properly in the fridge or freezer to prevent oxidation, is going to be fine. After that, if you want to incorporate, you know, other types of fats, you can incorporate other types of nuts. So things like walnuts or pistachios, those are going to be more monounsaturated based. So, but they're still going to be better than the saturated fats. And plus, the nuts will have all of this other nutrition, vitamins, minerals, anti-inflammatory polyphenols. If you haven't heard about polyphenols yet, make sure you check out my last video where I talked about the amazing health benefits of polyphenols and why your diet should kind of revolve in a way around your polyphenol intake. So that's it for this video. I hope it kind of cleared things up. I hope you understand a little bit why saturated fats now are not going to be oxidizes easily, and so they're more likely to get stored as fat. Whereas polyunsaturated fats, especially the healthy kind, the kind I just discussed, they're going to be used more towards building lean tissue, and they're going to be less likely to just get stored as fat. One last source of polyunsaturated that I forgot to mention is going to be fatty fish. So things like sardines, salmon, like a wild-caught salmon, for example, those fatty fish, also the fish oils, are polyunsaturated. And so they're going to have the same type of benefits in terms of ease of oxidation, more likely to build up lean tissue, that type of thing. Whereas monounsaturated, again, are going to be in the middle, but they're going to be better than the saturated fats. All right, so I hope this helped. If you have any questions, make sure you leave them in the comments below. And I'll see you again next week. Take care. Hey, it's Dr. Sean. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hoped it helped add some powerful information that you can use to take your health to the next level. I really congratulate you for taking the time out of your day to listen to Golden Health Method, and I'm deeply grateful. So, could you just do me a favor? Could you just go to Apple Podcasts and review this episode, or really any of our episodes? Every time you review or download a few of these episodes, it helps allow me to further be able to spread my message and be able to help more people. It's something that I super, super appreciate. Also, if you would like more information like this, make sure you go to goldenhealthmethod.com and subscribe to my weekly newsletter, where I discuss information not shown anywhere else. Join our community.
and further dedicate yourself to mastery in nutrition and health. Remember, every day you can make choices that will further keep you in the status quo, or you can decide to really make your health the priority that it is and go out there and crush it. Until next time, my friends.